Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Kumar Sangakkara moved into fourth place on the all-time list of century makers in Test cricket on a rain-hit third day of the first Test between Sri Lanka and Pakistan in Galle. Sangakkara and Mahela Jayawardena compiled an unbroken third wicket stand worth 108 before rain brought about an early finish. Kaushal Silver also scored a half century, and Sri Lanka closed on 252 for 2, replying to Pakistan's 451. Sangakkara made an unbeaten 102, Jayawardena 55 not out, and Silver 64 in between the rain showers before play was finally called off at tea. It was a similar story at Old Trafford, where England established a lead of 85 runs over India before day 3 of the fourth test was called off early due to rain and a wet outfield. Ian Bell made 58, but India enjoyed their best day of the tour since Lord's, taking 3 England wickets before lunch. However, their progress was stalled by an unbroken half-century stand between Joe Root and Jos Buttler. Then, prior to tea, the rain arrived, and although a heavy shower did eventually pass, there was too much water left on a section of the outfield to get play back underway. After being included in a 25-man training squad earlier in the week, Mark Vermeulen has been included in Zimbabwe's 15-man squad to play South Africa in a single test match that begins tomorrow. He last played a test in 2004 and has not played international cricket since 2009, retiring from the game in 2011, only to make a return in 2012. The test squad in full: Brendan Taylor, who is the captain and wicketkeeper, Regis Chakapfa, Tendai Chatara, Elton Chigumbura, Hamilton Masakatsa, Cuthbert Masuku, Richmond Mutumbami, John Onyumbu, Tinesh Panangara, Vusimusi Sibanda, Sikander Raza, Donald Tirapano, Mark Vermeulen, Malcolm Waller and Sean Williams. The move to Warner Park in St Kitts saw plenty of runs scored in Caribbean Premier League 2014 games last night between the Guyana Amazon Warriors and the Antigua Hawksbills, as well as the Barbados Tridents and the Trinidad and Tobago Red Steel. Wins for Barbados and Guyana have kept them in touch with the leaders Trinidad and Tobago and the Jamaica Talawas as they battle for a place in the final. Guyana beat Antigua by 19 runs despite a Marlon Samuels century, before Barbados beat TNT by 69 runs, Jason Holder taking 4 wickets.